Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah, you got
it. Hour number two, where we got to get you on the radio. You're listening to Around the House with Eric G. As we talked about in the first hour, this show is all about home improvement, and I want you to give us a call. Those numbers are 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And of course, if you're too shy, drop me an email at ath@kxl.com. And if you missed the last hour, we were talking all of these spring maintenance tips that we're going to talk about this hour as well. You can jump over to aroundthehouseonline.com and check out the Facebook page as well. I'll have all these things up here as far as a podcast. You can listen to it there. And that'll be up after the show ends. Well, one thing too I wanted to talk about, I'm going to do something and I want to get people's email. You know, we have a lot of the trades that listen to the show, and I appreciate every one of you because you guys are pros that do it out there every day. I want to kind of start a pros group, and I haven't come up with a name yet for it, but I want to start kind of a group of you guys out there that are the what I'd call our advanced listeners. It's the electricians, the plumbers, the all you guys out there that do this stuff every day, cement masons, I don't care. And I want to put together a little program where you guys send me an email, and then I'm going to put you in with a special number to call into the show. So when you guys have a tip that's maybe outside of what I'm suggesting, I always love getting those pro tips out there because, you know, I don't do concrete every day. I don't do plumbing every day. And there's so many good little tips out there from all you pros that rock this stuff. So I'd love to see what those tips are as well. So I'm going to get that. So if you are one of those listeners, drop me an email at ath@kxl, and I'll put you on the list here, and we'll have some email groups on this and maybe have a chat of how we can tie you guys into the show a little bit as well, because I value that listenership from all you pros out there, because you guys are the rock stars, so I appreciate it. So we've been talking spring maintenance checklist. So some of the stuff we talked about last hour, we were hitting the leaves, and we got into a pretty deep discussion about water and the damage it does on the outside and weather stripping. So here's one thing that I'm gonna hit right now that's a really important one. Make sure you check those screens on roof vents and louvers, as well as the ones down on those foundation vents. This is where all your rodents, birds, and anything else you don't want to get into these spaces are going to crawl in and find it. That's where you get to be problems, because nobody wants the skunk, the raccoon in the basement or the crawl space. Nobody wants the big bird's nest up in your attic or the squirrels or anything else out there, because they're going to cause damage, and damage gets expensive. So check those things out. It's not the end of the world to replace them, but when you go in and fix them, kind of opens things up a little bit. You'll get the good airflow and, you know, take off the Rube Goldberg kind of fix it. You know, I've seen everything from plastic plates stapled on to whatever else out there. Fix them right. Do it right. And you know something? It's going to work good. And you're going to keep those pests and rodents out, because I tell you what, they're all looking for homes out there right now. And nesting and all that other stuff, you just want to kind of nip that in the bud right now, because otherwise you got a problem. I tell you what, I've seen more bats, and it's the Northwest, man. We got tons of stuff out there. Keep them out of those spaces. That way we don't have to worry about it. So get those things taken care of. You know, seek and destroy early signs of the bird and stinging insect nests in the key spots, your eaves, ledges. Take a look around now. I'd even start walking around every week or so outside, because you'll start to see the signs of the wasp nest coming up here sooner than later. And if you can get them when they're just early on, it's a lot better than out there. Than so many people be out there with, you know, they're putting their hoodie on out there with the can of bug spray. And if you can get them early, maybe they'll go make a nest someplace else And that's always prevention. It's always good for this. Hey, I want to get your calls too at 877-733-1011. That's the numbers here in the studio. Because I know you're out there looking at those blue skies, wondering how I'm going to get these projects done. So give a call into the studio. That number one more time is 877-733-1011. So another thing on the list, have that chimney cleaned and checked if you didn't have it done in the fall. Because you probably have run, if you're using a wood-fired chimney out there, have it checked once a year. Go through, make sure, get that chimney sweep up. Because the last thing you want to do, and it's probably an older chimney because more people are putting in gas fireplaces than ever out there. But if you've got that wood-burning appliance, have it checked. Because if not, you could have that house fire. All it takes is a little break in the mortar in there in the wrong spot, and all of a sudden you've got a chimney fire from maybe too much soot buildup, too much creosote. Get it checked out. It's simple insurance. Get it cleaned. Then next year when you're ready to use it, you're dialed in and you're ready to go. And I tell you what, that is another one of those things that fire and water are those things that damage the house. And it's a big, big problem. Repair any weather damage, holes, cracks, following, and out of the following, your roof, siding, trim, and windows. You know, go around and check the caulking on that stuff. If it's going to be dry for a couple days and over 50 degrees, walk around, take a look at that stuff, because these rains are going to be around here on this side for a while. Now, in the Tri-Cities, not as much. Bend, not as much. Out there in the beautiful Lyell Mountains, not as much. But over here, dial that in. Get that to cure. If it's going to be raining, wait till you get it. You know, and I would even use a good quality one. Don't go get that inexpensive painter's caulk to do the outside stuff. Spend the money. Get the good caulking. Might keep you from doing it every 6 months, and it'll kind of dial in. There's some really good technology out there when it comes to caulking, and you could actually go out there and do it and have it last a number of years and have it dialed in. And then the other thing, be careful with this. Take a look at what kind of siding you have out there. Take a look at what the manufacturer's recommendations are on them. Some of these siding products out there, those installation instructions have changed with the, you used to see a lot of the different brands of concrete-based siding where they had every joint caulked in between every piece. And you know something? What happens is that stuff expands and contracts, and it's so tough, it pushes the caulking out. So you're going to see in a lot of newer homes less of that caulking material between that, and that's done on purpose. So before you go out there and get, a couple boxes of caulking and decide you're going to do it, maybe do a little research on the product you have and make sure you might be doing yourself a little more work and a little more harm by not doing it correctly. So a little Google search and finding out what siding you've got might help you out with that. So again, let's do some smart steps on that prevention. Now, another one here that I wouldn't do yet. I'd wait a few weeks. I wouldn't pull those outside insulation covers off just yet. We could, might be a little early. I'd wait probably another month. Doesn't hurt to leave those things on there. If you need it, use it, put it back on. Takes 2 minutes. Just chill out on the pull. I wouldn't get into full spring mode with this yet. So another thing too is when we get into full spring mode, good time to dial in that sprinkler system and make sure if you've got an underground sprinkler system. And not so much here in the Portland area. I know most homes in the Tri-Cities have them just because you're not going to rain for 6 months and you want that green yard. Well, get that thing dialed in. And if you go over to my Facebook page, aroundthehouseonline.com, go to the website and go over to my More Good Day Oregon stuff that I do over there. I did a segment last year on the Ratio brand sprinkler timer. They didn't pay me anything to do it. I just did a review on it. I tell you what, this thing is super cool. It's Bluetooth, and it reads the weather, and so it will say, hey, it's going to be hot. You need more water. Hey, it's going to rain. You don't need any water. It saved me a ton of money on my water bill, and it could save. It's totally worth it. So go over there. I installed it. You can see me use it. It's a pretty cool system and saves you money, and some local water departments are actually giving you rebates on that stuff. When we come back, we're going to be taking all your calls at 877-733-1011, and we'll dive into more of the Spring Home Maintenance Checklist just as soon as Around the House returns.
We know you have a home improvement question, so go ahead and pick up the phone and call Eric G. 1-877-733-1011. Stay with us for more Around the House on KXL.
This segment around the house is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Western Construction Systems is hiring full-time crew members, offering competitive benefits. To apply, visit WesternConstructionSystems.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. Well, we've been talking home improvement today, and specifically we've been talking, well, that spring home maintenance checklist. Because you know something? I'm wishing spring, even though we might all get snow here in the next few days. If I talk about spring, I can almost guarantee that we're going to get snow, because that's how this works. Isn't that right, Dane?
Absolutely. Now, I know we've been talking a lot about outside the house. What can people do inside their house to kind of get ready for spring?
You know, there's a ton of stuff inside, and I'll tell you what, it's not even on my list, but the first thing I tell people to do, go dive in and change out those furnace filters. It is something you should be doing all the time, and it's a thing that gets absolutely forgotten. And I'll tell a story. When I was first on Around the House, this is kind of funny, when I first was on here with Handyman Bob, we'd been talking furnace filters like this on a maintenance checklist a couple of years ago. And I walked into my local Home Depot on the way home because I was starting on my honey-do list of stuff that I needed to get knocked out. I popped in, and there was five or six people in the aisle. And they're like, well, a guy walked up. I was cutting through. I'd already had my filter taken care of. But I'm walking down the aisle, and then another guy walks up and goes, looks like you're all listening to the radio today. And I could not help but laugh, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Things you should do inside. So check those filters out, man. Get those things going, because that's what traps. Well, first of all, they put it in there, not for you, but it's to protect the machinery on the inside. But second of all, it helps get all that dust, pet dander, all that stuff. So get that dialed in. But really, even though it's still going to be probably another month or two away, whenever daylight savings time changes here, test those smoke alarms, test those smoke detectors. Hit all those things. Hit your carbon monoxide detector. Make sure those things, you can't test those things enough. So check them out. I'm a little late doing mine. I need to do mine again. I like to do mine more off. Everybody's out of the house, that's when I like to do it. I go around and test them, and it's due for me to do it. I do it every month because, you know, it's worth testing. And I'd hate to be that guy that preaches about it all the time and then doesn't. So that's the other thing. But go through and check the drains around your house. Hit those showers. Get all that stuff dialed in. Make sure it's all caulked in. Make sure that you've got all the hair out of there, all that stuff. Because, you know, dudes like me, dudes like you, Dane, with beards and everything else, we kind of make a mess out of things a little bit. So make sure you get those things dialed in. Get them all pulled out. Get it cleaned up. It's easy to do, you know. And Donovan's got the big goatee, so he kind of fits in this thing as well as part of the team here. It's the facial hair group here in the studio. But long story short, get that stuff cleaned out, because you know something? It's going to leave you hanging one time. You're going to go in there, and your significant other, whoever else is using that shower, is going to come in and go, you've been standing in water for a week. When are you going to get that thing dialed in? So fix the tub, fix that stuff. It's simple. You know, I actually got, you can go, if you look for them out there, and it's hard to find, you can get them online, but get some tweezers like what they use for medical stuff. They're long, like 8-inch long tweezers that they use for more like surgeries and things like that. You can get them online at medical supply stores. Get there. It's so awesome for pulling stuff out like that. You can get in between grids and get stuff out a little bit easier. There are tons of little super trick, awesome things you can get on the internet as well. But I just kind of go old school and get some old school, just big, massive tweezers to pull stuff out, and it gets it pretty easily. So,
see, I had some old roommates. They actually had this really long, like, plastic thing with notches in the side of it that yep. You can run it down the drain, and it's perfect for getting hair and whatnot out.
Yeah, and it's inexpensive. It's not crazy stuff, and it works really well. And man, that I would much rather pull stuff out than throw chemicals down the drain. They're going to sit there. I mean, those are kind of, that's my nuclear option, is putting in all the liquid, you know, acid and alkaline things down there, because it just chews pipes up, and it's not good on that stuff long term. And as well, it's not as great for the environment, even though it does get treated on the way out. It's just good to get that stuff without having to use those big chemicals and get that stuff dialed in. And then, you know, go around and get all your, this is a common electrical question. You know, we've got the ground fault circuit interrupters, which are those square outlets that you see in kitchens, garages, you know, bathrooms. Those things cause people more problems. And go around and test them and click them off, test them, make sure they work. Now, this is another troubleshooting thing. If you talk to an electrician, they'll say the average lifespan on these things are what? They're about a decade. you'll see. So if you've got that old one in there and it keeps clicking off when you use the hairdryer, you might have one that's on its last leg that might need to be replaced. If so, you can replace it. It's an easy DIY project. If not, call somebody like Rose City Electric here in the Portland area, have them come out and fix it for you. But those are things that when they start clicking off and failing, you've either got a bad appliance in your hand or you've got a bad outlet. And those are things that can easily be repaired. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And hey, jump over to my Facebook page too. I want to see how many more listeners we can get over there, because I've got some exciting stuff that we're going to be posting up there. We're going to make some website changes and things like that coming up. Donovan and I have been planning a few little things to go up there. So you're going to see a little more content up there in the coming days and weeks ahead. So we're going to have a good time on there and make it a little bit more interactive. So stay tuned for that. But I'll be putting a lot of that stuff on during the week up on ATHKXL. So if you just go on to Facebook and go ATHKXL up in that search bar, hit it. It's going to take you right there. It's a little shortcut. But we'll be putting a lot more of that stuff up there as well. So dive into that and follow that, because we've got a lot of content during the week. And there's going to be even more as we go along. And I'll be teasing that stuff up there. And if you go over there, you'll see the new Around the House logo that I just posted up this week. So it's up there as a teaser as well.
And it looks awesome.
Hey, thanks, man. You know, I like to have fun. I just like, I wanted to do something that looks a little more rock and roll t-shirt than a little less tape measure and hammer, if you know what I mean. So, well, so one more thing here, too, that I always say, and this is an important one before we go out to break here. Inspect the crawl space or basement. Look for rodent pest damage, inspect for water intrusion, inspect for cracks and movement, look for leaking pipes. I tell you what, those foundation things like that, and I don't want to sound like a Western Construction Systems commercial here, but I tell you what, that is expensive. And if you have to go spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 and put a new foundation in because you didn't maintain it correctly... I mean, I've seen people, and I've literally seen this with my own eyes. I saw a guy that had a house where he had a pipe that came loose underneath in his crawl space. It was the drain line for the sink in the kitchen and the dishwasher and for his laundry room. It probably ran down there for a decade. It created this huge sinkhole. And now that sinkhole that created, well, because it was just dropping on the ground, it rotted out all his air ducts, and now he's heating that space down there. Well, undermined the foundation back there, and now this guy's going to have to go in and replace probably a 12, 14 foot of that foundation. And the house was sunk so bad in that spot that the door, back door, wouldn't open up, and the refrigerator was bound up between the cabinets and the wall. It was a serious problem, and I'm going to estimate by the time they fix the kitchen, there's a six-figure fix in there, and $12 probably would have fixed it if they would have caught it at the time. So a little ounce of prevention goes a long way. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking a little more of that spring checklist just as soon as Around the House returns. Short time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. And that reminds me, I got to get tickets for that show coming up. Same with you, Dane. We're going to go rock out to a little Me First in the Gimme Gimmes this summertime.
It's going
to
be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time there. So, hey, I want to get your calls here. We're going to run out of time in this show because we only got about a little under a half hour left. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And of course, jump over to ATH@KXL.com if you want to send an email. And I see that I'm getting some other ones in, and I'll get to those as soon as I can. You know, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com. That's AdairHomes.com. All right, well, let's jump back into our list because we've been talking spring home maintenance checklist, because I'm wishful thinking that it's going to be spring, which means, of course, like we were talking earlier, that means I'm probably going to get snow dropped in my lap because that's how Murphy's Law works. But diving into our list a little bit, I was going through this last bit. We were trying to hit some of the outside stuff to get that inside stuff. But to kind of wrap up some of the outside stuff, you know, take a look around. If you've got one of these old vintage homes, you know, and I talk old vintage homes as individual panes of glass with, you know, where they're installed in there, go take a look at the caulking and everything around these windows. And, you know, when you glaze a piece of glass and they actually are in a wood frame like that, take a look around it. As you're inspecting those windows, if it's starting to look bad, make a list of windows you've got to do this summer, because it's still a little cool out there to reglaze windows and you're doing vintage windows. But you know something? It's not a bad time to go around and get those things at least inspected and dialed in. You might have a little pane that's broken here or there. Get on those things. And really, they're pretty easy fixes to do, and they're a great DIY project. But with those older windows, and you see them a lot too with older homes with basements, people haven't gone through and dialed in those windows down there, and they're huge drafts. And so many people will worry about everything that's up top, you know, as far as the windows and doors. But downstairs, they get so ignored in the basement. And, you know, they do provide some ventilation, but you're still getting a lot of heat loss. And especially with crawl spaces, too, you know, just make sure that stuff's dialed in. There's so much that goes in. I can't tell you how many homes that are out there that don't even have insulation between the crawl space, you know, and the living area up underneath. So a little bit of time spending underneath there looking around as well when you're out there. We talked about it earlier. Get those things sealed up. It's going to save you some time and money. And we talked about this a few weeks ago when I was talking cost versus value. When it comes down to insulation, that is one of the things that you get the biggest bang for the buck with. Because when you insulate, one, it's not really that expensive to do it. You know, if you're insulating a crawl space or you're insulating an attic, it adds a lot to it. Second of all, though, make sure while you're doing it, dial it in and get that vapor barrier taken care of. You know, if you've got a crawl space down there, check on that plastic down there. That plastic serves a big purpose. That plastic keeps that moisture underneath there. And, you know, if you've got the clear plastic down there, it's not the right plastic. You want the 6 mil thick block plastic. Or if you really want to go, you know, Cadillac on that, you put the thicker 12 mil type woven stuff in there. And then you could actually, that stuff you could actually seal off and wrap around it. And then you're keeping the moisture at bay all the time, because so much of that air comes up through that space into your, you know, if you've got a crawl space, so much of that air comes up into your home. If you've got older white carpet, let's say cream, you know, from the 90s that you see that's out there popular, you'll see around there, and people will blame their carpet cleaners all the time. Oh, my carpet cleaner always misses around the edges. Well, no, that's not the deal. All that air coming up through your crawl space is coming through the seams. Those seams sometimes are underneath those walls. That's an air filter. So that's your dirty crawl space air coming up through around by your baseboard molding through the carpet and coming into your space. So the cleaner you can keep that down there, the cleaner the air coming in. And that's the ticket with that. Keep that moisture. I can't tell you how many damaged hardwood floors as an interior designer I've seen. I walk into a house and I can see, looking across the living room, you'll see the little cups in the flooring, and you'll see just where it's a little bit extra wavy, and you can go, huh, you looked in your crawl space, bet you got standing water. And they either had water damage from a flood or they've had some serious issues down there. Hey, I got Charles calling in here from Lake Oswego. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, I had a question about my sump. One of my projects this spring and summer is to clean out the sump area. It's a cavity of about 18 inches wide by 2 feet deep. And okay. It's like shaped like a cylinder. Mm-hmm. And I need to clean it out and put some kind of liner in there. Is there anything like a sump liner that is corrosive resistant?
Yeah, there are actual sump pump basins you can get that are available out there. Get nice big one, you know, the one of the 18 inch by, you know, 24 or 30 inches deep. And then what you do is just kind of dig that area out. And these are made out of a hard ABS plastic, so they'll last forever when you put them in there. And then if it doesn't come with one, there'll be holes in the outside of it. Wrap it with landscape fabric or something like that to keep the dirt from coming in. And then you could put, you know, like a round drain rock around the outside, and you'll be golden.
Okay, so, and that's something that I could get at any large hardware store?
Yeah, large hardware store should have that stuff. You can get them online as well. I just get to your local hardware store. You know, your big ones will usually have that stuff in there. And get a good one with a lid, and that way just keep stuff from falling down in there. And, you should be good to go, man. And with that drain rock down there, it's going to give it some more capacity as well to hold the water down there. And then just make sure that thing's plumbed out way away from the house, and you should be good.
Okay, and so it's just a sump liner. That's all it's called. And
yeah,
it's
they'll call them a sump pump basin is what they'll call them. You'll usually see them called as a sump basin, and that'll get you get you good.
Okay, and it's made out of ABS.
Yeah, they're kind of usually a black plastic ABS, and they usually come with a lid. And pretty inexpensive, and just get a nice big one because that'll actually keep the bigger the basin down there, the less the pump will cycle, and that's easier on the pump.
Okay, that's great. All right, thanks for the suggestion.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling in, Charles. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Yeah, that's the thing when you're dealing with sump pumps like that, you know, do it right. Don't put the 5-gallon bucket down there that you cut the bottom out of and drill a couple holes in unless you have to. Get a nice big basin because what happens is if you've got 2 gallons of area down there and when that little float that works on that sump pump, you're just going to cycle that thing because it's going to run for 3 or 4 seconds, pump it out and turn it off. And then the more that cycles, the harder it is on the pump. And the more that goes, you're going to burn up an expensive pump. Get a good cast iron pump. Don't get the cheap one when you put a new one in. But if you get the big basin, that you're going to move a lot more water. It's going to actually collect a lot more water because you've got more space for it to come in there. Get it as deep as you can dig because sometimes in a crawl space, it's never fun in a crawl space. I don't care how clean it is. You're crawling around down there. Even if it's big, it's not fun working conditions. But get it nice and deep. They make big 32-inch deep ones that you can dig out and fill it around with rock. And make sure also, and I know this sounds like super basic stuff, make sure it's in the most lowest space in the crawl space. Because I've seen people go in, and I don't know what the deal was. Double-check your location. Make sure it's the low spot. Second of all, have an electrician go in and put an outlet down there. Don't run the extension cord out through the crawl space and cut a hole in the vent and plug in it outside. Spend $300, $400 or $500, whatever it takes to get an electrician to come in, put it in and do it right. Because what can happen is if you've got that down there and some pump fails because you've got too long of an extension cord or too low quality of an extension cord, now you've got it sitting down there, sitting in water, and now you could be sorting that out and you could have fire. People could get hurt. Just do it right. Get the electrical outlet down there. Make sure you're good to go. And then you've got that. The other thing, too, is I'll see people do this. This is another common sump pump error. They'll send it outside, and they'll put it right outside the foundation, like 6 or 8 feet outside, and then they just got a circular pump going. So you're just pumping, and it's just a circle of madness at that point. So that's the key to dealing with sump pumps. We come back, we'll be touching on all the little details that we missed. And talking about next week, just as soon as Around the House returns. I hope we've answered some of your questions, and I hope we got, maybe some of those projects under control with you. We had some great callers today. If you think of something you need help with after the show ends, just email me at ath@kxl.com, and I'll try to get back to you as best I can that same day with an email on those questions. Sometimes a bunch of them come in. Takes me a little bit to get caught up, but I'll get after them as soon as I can. And then make sure you go over to Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. There is going to be a lot of content coming up, and we've been having some good talks about new stuff coming up on there. So we're going to have a lot of fun stuff coming up here in the next month or two. And stay tuned because we're going to be kind of cranking this up to the next level, having some fun where you guys get to be involved in this. And some great discussions and stuff that's going to happen during the week. So it's not going to just be Saturday afternoon. And if you missed the show today and you're just catching us right now because you're jumping in the car or heading out and doing something, jump over to Around the House with Eric G. And go to our website, actually, to aroundthehouseonline.com, which is going to be the best place where you can get all this information. And, of course, Facebook, because we'll have that up there as well. Not to be too confusing, but either one of those places will end up getting you later today to the podcast where you can catch all that stuff. We've been hitting on this home maintenance checklist. And one thing, if you want your own hard copy of this, drop me a line over to the ath@kxl.com, and I will get you your own copy of this, and it's the whole year's checklist. So you'll get the whole spring, summer, fall checklist, and even a little bit of the winter that's on there as well. And then we're going to end up starting something, and I'll tease us a little bit, but we're going to have some interaction stuff where we'll be able to send out emails here to people and get that stuff out as some part of a subscription list. Not something we're going to charge you for, but if you want the information, we'll be able to get that going. So stay tuned. We're going to get that dialed in for everybody so you can get information easier. And that's about what we do in this day and age with information. Well, diving back into our list a little bit, these things are all kind of basic that we've been talking about. We have not been talking about anything that has been what I would call expert level work. And some of these maintenance things, when in doubt, call in the expert if it's more than what you can handle. You know, when you're looking at your heating, air conditioning system, you know, I always say you should have a professional come out and spend a few minutes, you know, and there's maintenance plans that you can sign up with, you know, so take a look at your heating, air conditioning unit you've got in your house. It's your heat pump or whatever it is. If you've got a system in your house other than baseboard heaters that you should be vacuuming out and cleaning up anyway. But if you've got a system, take a look, go down, look at the unit. Maybe there's a sticker on there that says who put it in there. But call them up, take a look at it, and get a maintenance plan going on that, because they can pop out a couple times a year and do the service on it. They can catch those problems before the 110 degree day hits and it fails and you're broken. And, you know, Pyramid Heating and Cooling is a great sponsor of this show. And that's what happened to Bob, I remember, about a year ago, year and a half ago, you know. Handyman Bob, who has had this show forever before he retired this year, Bob ended up having that mistake. You know, he got caught up and didn't have them come out and service it. And he had about a day where he had no air conditioning. And, of course, it was one of the hottest days of the year. So even all of us people here on the radio end up getting caught that way. And I've got caught in a similar circumstance. So, you know, take a little time and get that maintenance done, because it will save you money. And you know something? It's going to be cheaper to have them come out and fix it if you got something that's going to break than to be paying weekend or holiday rate to have them out there, because these things never break Monday morning. It's usually Saturday night or Sunday afternoon or those holidays where you get busted on that. So coming up here, in the coming weeks, next week, we're going to have, stay tuned, because we're going to have Stan Jessup in here from the Oregon CCB. We're going to be talking about how to hire a contractor and what they do to kind of get those people dialed in. So, you know, education, all those great things. So we're going to have him in the studio. He's a friend of the show. So we're going to have those guys in here, and I'm looking forward to that. And then the following week, I'm going to be out of Pyramid Heating and Cooling's booth at the home show, and we're going to be out there talking to them and a lot of exciting people. And that's one of the things I like to do when I go out to these home shows, is to, one, talk about the people that are paying for me to be in their booth and picking up those costs. It's their investment. There's a lot of cost to put me out into a booth like that. But more importantly, we're going to bring in some people that you haven't heard from before and maybe get some new information in here. And that's kind of one of those fun things that I love doing with these shows, because new information is always fun for all of us. Well, you know something? That is all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to Mixmaster Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. And, of course, Donovan Sargent, who rocked the Communication Center. Been killing it. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. I want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for modeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
The House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We're all over the radio.
Here's Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you want to reach the smartest listening audience of homeowners and contractors without competing with those crazy political ads, head to aroundthehouseonline.com and contact me personally for more information. That's aroundthehouseonline.com.